What's the best thing in life? Tea life is.
Hey, hey, what's up, Make Show TFM? It's Stevie here. Now, the first recipe that you can do with your croissant is make it into smash croissant. The recipe is very simple. Take a croissant by using a rolling pin or a long glass bottle if you don't have a rolling pin. Roll your croissant until it is flat, like very, very as flat as you can. Next, brush on some butter and sprinkle some sugars on top. Then bake it at 170 degrees for 50 minutes and it's done. So you can make different variations with this recipe by adding chocolate chips before baking them, or you know, after baking them, drizzle some honey or chocolate sauce on top, and this smash croissant is crispy and sweet for those who love a little bit of a crunchy side, and yet you have a sweet tooth. TFM.
Wanna know about the latest trends and gossip? It's all on Tea Life.
Yo, 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 Night Show TFM here. It's your boy TB here. Okay, next, let's make some bread pudding but with croissant. So first in a bowl, crack an egg, add 1 cup of double cream, 1 cup of milk, and 1 teaspoon of sugar. Mix it all up and set it aside. Next, you're going to butter up your pan or baking mold and then take 2 croissants and tear them out into, you know, bite-sized pieces before adding some chocolate chips. So you can do this by layer. So you tear up 1 croissant, add some chocolate chips, add the second layer of croissant. Depending on your taste, if you don't want chocolate chips, up to you. And then pour in the mixture we made earlier and bake or air fry them at 180 degrees for 22 minutes. This recipe is best served with another scoop of ice cream and the perfect dessert is served. Ooh, delicious. TFM.
Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Konnichiwa, Night Show TFM here. Hey, it's DB here. One more recipe for croissants that you can try is the croissant waffle. And for this waffle, you will need a waffle maker. So if you don't have this waffle maker, then this recipe you cannot make. So it's very simple. Take your croissant, pop it onto your waffle maker, and cook it for just a few minutes. When it's done, take it out and you can eat it as it is. But hey, that's normal, right? Like, it's just gonna look like a normal croissant, but in a waffle shape. So what you're gonna do is you can use it as buns, yes. Make it into a sandwich. Add eggs, lettuce, some meat patties. Again, very, very simple and easy, and it will be a perfect lunch or dinner meal. TFM.